I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations warns of more attacks on camps housing internally displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They're calling on national authorities to respond. At least 62 people were killed and 38 injured last week when militia raided an IDP camp in Plain Savo. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press reached out to a ministry partner who works in the camp.
He said 62 people have just been buried in a mass grave. What we saw was not new to them. It is happening a lot.
The Plain Savo camp is home to more than 24,000 people, while 1.7 million IDPs live in the wider province. WMP's partner combines humanitarian work with church planting in the region. What's more, WMP scripture booklets play an important role.
And in many cases, it is the first time people have heard the name of Jesus. It is the first time they've been shown the love of Christ by someone offering them God's word in their language.
And Sat7 Academy has announced a new partnership with Ministry Heart for Lebanon. Sat7 will bring the primary education program, My School, to Syrian refugee students. It's all part of the goal to overcome poverty through education. John Frick with Sat7 says,
Sat7 is providing 4 years worth of educational programming for the younger ages, kindergarten through third grade, that Heart for Lebanon will implement with kids who are just not even able to go to any of the schools, even the ones Heart for Lebanon is putting together.
The program's already changed the trajectory of many children's lives. Pray this ministry will clearly display the love of Jesus for all people. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.